USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't make official visits abroad much. In fact, it's rare. But he did so to Ukraine with Republican colleagues to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. McConnell is the latest among American leaders to pay the Ukrainian leader a visit. It comes as the Senate is working on a military and humanitarian aid package worth $40 billion. Two shootings happened after Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals in Milwaukee. One person is in custody following the first shooting. 10 people were taken into custody and 9 guns were recovered in the second shooting. In all, 20 people were hurt in the shootings. It happened near where the game took place. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is warning his counterpart in Finland that relations could be, quote, negatively affected if the country follows through with plans to apply for NATO membership. According to the Kremlin's press service, Putin told the Finnish president that Finland's abandonment of, quote, its traditional policy of military neutrality would be an error since there are no threats to Finland's security. In a statement, the Finnish head of state told Putin how starkly Finland's security environment had changed after Russia invaded Ukraine in February. He also points out Russia's demands on Finland to refrain from seeking membership to the Western Military Alliance. Phil Mickelson will not be defending his PGA Championship this year. He's opting to extend his hiatus after comments he made in Golf Digest in February about a Saudi-funded rival league he supports and the PGA Tour that he accused of obnoxious greed. Mickelson is the first major champion not to defend his title since 2015. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The man accused of shooting up a subway in Brooklyn, New York, has pleaded not guilty to terrorism and other charges. Prosecutors say Frank James injured 10 people in the attack. They accused him of unleashing smoke bombs and dozens of bullets during the morning rush hour as the train pulled into the station. The shooting victims all survived. A motive for the attack is unclear. James is being held without bail. He's due back in court in late July. The Texas Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the state can investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. At the same time, it ruled in favor of one family who was among the first contacted by child welfare officials after Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations based on a legal opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton labeling gender-confirming treatments as child abuse. The court didn't make a ruling on the merits of the investigation, just that a lower court overstepped by trying to block all cases from going forward. A federal judge in Alabama blocked part of a state law that made it a felony to prescribe puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors. Judge Lyles Burke issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a court challenge moves forward. Other parts of the law remain in place, however, like a ban on gender-affirming surgery on minors, which doctors say are not done on minors in the state, and a requirement that counselors and other school officials inform parents if a minor discloses that they think they are transgender. I'm Kenneth Burns.